The Islamic holy month of Ramadan has begun. From sunrise to sunset, Muslims are expected to abstain from food, drink, sex, and smoking. Muslims say the fasting allows them to empathize with the needy and those who are suffering. It provides an opportunity for them to reflect on their own lives, and it helps them to draw closer to God. To determine how the attacks of September 11th are affecting the Muslim holy month this year, NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon spoke with American Muslims who were featured in previous NPR reports on Ramadan.
Each of the American Muslims we spoke to said that Ramadan provides an opportunity to help overcome the grief and stress that has followed the attacks. We last visited the Sood family of Irvine, California, on the final day of Ramadan in 1993. This year, Samira Sood says that while they're happy the holy month has arrived, it's bittersweet.
Actually, the tragedy that happened in September 11, it added sadness. Usually we welcome Ramadan with happiness and enthusiasm, but it is a very sad occasion for the victims, the tragedy that happens in New York and Washington, and also all the victims around the world.
One of the reasons for fasting during Ramadan is to remind Muslims of how it feels to go hungry, to focus their attention and prayers on those who are suffering. Samira says this year, so many people are suffering.
And we hope and we pray in this holy month that God relieves the suffering of those people and the war would stop and people get their independence in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Iraq. And also we pray, of course, for the victims' families in New York and Washington.
Ramadan also calls for introspection and self-examination, and for the individual to learn patience and self-control. Samira's husband, Saud, says this year, these qualities are especially important.
It's especially with what happened September 11, it make us think about our life, about the whole thing of why we're here, what we're doing, and how we treat others and how others treat us. And Ramadan, it teaches us how to live with each other, understand each other, and try to work our differences out in a peaceful way.
Samir Sheikh is a business broker in Chicago. He was featured in a 1999 piece on Ramadan. He says in the wake of the attacks, Muslim Americans have been under the microscope, giving them a chance to show their neighbors and communities who they are.
And I think that when people find out, they will be happy to know that it's a community that's very religious, it's a community that's very focused, it's a very community that's very compassionate. It's a community that is there when the times are tough, and it's a community that neighbors can depend on our neighbors.
Asma Hassan agrees that Islam is under the spotlight. The 25-year-old NYU law graduate is the author of American Muslims. She says self-discipline during Ramadan is always important, but that this year, with all the attention, there is less margin for error.
It's even more serious this year because so many more people are aware of it. You know, if I walk into, Taco Bell with a friend of mine who's not Muslim and order a taco, they'll say, well, isn't this Ramadan? Shouldn't you be fasting? You know, so that's something that I haven't been exposed to before. So that makes it interesting.
But Hassan says this year Ramadan also provides a unique convergence for Muslim Americans. Thanksgiving falls during the first week of the holy month, and that's a first for her, she says. And as a second-generation American, she's excited to have the two come together this year.
We get to have our American Thanksgiving turkey dinner, you know, and watch football afterwards. But for us, that dinner is going to come at the end of the day at sunset when we open the fast. So it's just a really great combination of an American value, an American holiday, and also something that is very important for Muslims. So I'm excited about that.
The Sood, Salim Sheikh, and Asma Hassan all say they hope Ramadan will be a time of healing, that it will bring them closer to God and will serve to show a curious American public that Islam is not part of the problem, but very much working towards a solution. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.